Time to check in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for the latest License Board of Commissioners updates. Hey, Nikki, nice to see you again.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Great. Now that we're in February and winter has come on full bore here.
Yeah, it's like it's every other day.
It's kind of a good thing you guys are doing remote meetings now, right? Because it takes the weather out of the factor.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So it was pretty quick yesterday. How'd it go?
Yes. So we opened the license board meeting at 4 p.m. and Sue called the roll. There was one change. Cindy DeCristofaro is sitting in for the commissioner of health. So that was good. We had a full board and went ahead to agenda item number one. Hearing regarding the request of Jasmine Cuisine for a common victualler license for the premise located at 59 Franklin Street, formerly Jay Garden. Proposed manager by Y. Wu. Proposed hours of operation 12:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And Jin Y. Pian was there to speak on behalf. There's not going to be any changes aesthetically. It's basically a takeout Chinese restaurant. There are two tables in there just so that people can sit and wait while their food is being cooked. And like I said, there'll be no changes. So that was approved 5-0 in a roll call vote.
Alrighty, very good.
Next was agenda item number two, which was more of a housekeeping issue that we had going on regarding the request of the William R. Caddy Detachment Building Fund, 111 Newbury Ave, to approve a change of offices and directors on the all alcohol beverage club license. And Lawrence Cunningham as the manager of the all alcohol beverage club license. We did take two separate votes on that. The manager change was previously approved by the ABCC, returned for no action as the offices and directors also needed to be updated. So we took those two votes and cleaned that up administratively. We'll resend it into the ABCC and there should be no issues with that. And that did go through 5-0 and concluded the agenda for yesterday. We did get a motion to accept the minutes of the January 26th meeting and waive the reading. And our next hearing will be on February 23rd.
Okay. Is the Caddy Club actually open, Nikki, during the pandemic? No.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, I don't think it is.
Yeah, okay.
But a good time to do those housekeeping things that we had, you know, sitting pending. So we're getting that done.
Yeah, I know that the governor recently increased capacity for some businesses, including restaurants. Does they have to do anything with your office to abide by those?
No, but we are in the process of actually looking at the temporary extension of premise for the patio. So I know that, you know, before you know it, it'll be springtime. And right now the governor's order is for 60 days after the emergency, the extension. For those temporary outdoor patios. So we're looking at that. We're going to see if, and that's contingent on the local licensing board following those guidelines. And I believe we will, and do whatever we can. If this is something that establishments want to do permanently, we've had a couple come in already to make their temporary spots permanent, and we'll hear those as the applications come in.
Okay, yeah, I know that they can't come soon enough for a lot of restaurants, for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah. All righty. And so that was the conclusion of the license board, but we're going to ask you to slip into your role now as city clerk and talk a little bit about the city census.
Oh, the city census is coming in fast and furious. And we do appreciate that, and it's not too late. So, you know, if you have your census there in the pile, pull it out, sign it, and send it back to us. You know, it is vital to our city and the growing population and making sure that we have all vital components going at all times, whether it be, you know, nursing facilities, whether it be drug stores. Everybody uses it to our census to make sure that our population is evenly spread, evenly, excuse me, the facilities in our community are there. And so we appreciate that. And if you could just get it back to us, that'd be great.
Yeah, and evenly represented too, right, on the city
That's
council.
That's true, absolutely. Absolutely, the city council, vital.
Last time we talked, you'd mentioned that you'd heard maybe the federal census was going to be extended. Have you heard anything more about that?
I have yet to hear anything more about that.
Okay. That'll depend on the new administration in Washington, obviously.
That's right, yeah.
And this is also, so, I'm sorry, go ahead, yeah.
So I know that they're so busy with the vaccine rollout, and so I'm sure that census will come up again, but I'm not really sure when.
Yeah. This is a municipal election year, Nikki, and I know that you're already gearing up for that. Any dates you can share with us right now?
So the council passed the calendar on Monday night, and the orders are up on the mayor's desk to be signed. Once he signs the order, we'll put the election calendar up on the city website under the city clerks and then elections. May 4th is the first day that you can come in and get nomination papers to run for city council or school committee.
Right, no mayor's race this year. I think there are three school committee seats up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And those are four-year terms. City council is still two-year terms.
That's right.
Okay. Speaking of, there's going to be a joint meeting to fill a school committee seat next week, right?
Yes, next Tuesday at Quincy High School in the cafeteria.
Right, an in-person meeting. Yes. Spread out 6 feet apart, of course. And
yes. Yep.
Protocols in place, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there clerk in the meeting.
Very good. Can we talk a little bit, Nikki, about Secretary of State Bill Galvin's proposal earlier this week to make mail-in voting, early voting permanent, and how you feel about that?
Yes, thanks. Good point. We are working with the Secretary of State's office. I'm actually on a working group. And they're asking the city clerks and the town clerks what worked for us, what didn't work for us, and how we can make early mail-in voting something that's permanent. And for that, we're working hard to make sure that all the language is in there, that everybody has an opportunity. The other thing he's talking about working on is same day voter registration. So, and that's not going to be for till 2022, I believe. But, you know, I certainly appreciate Secretary Galvin reaching back to the city clerks, to the town clerks, to get their know-all, because it's what we do on a day-to-day. And they're still going to have absentee voting, but this is going to be something available to all citizens.
Yeah, this was something the legislature would have to enact that, right? It's a proposal right now.
It is, yeah. So we're working, we're meeting every Friday, and with the working group, and it's a great group of people in cities and towns. And, you know, I can't even tell you, Secretary Galvin's office, how they are vital in getting this done. And so for that, we appreciate them looking to us for the guidance.
Yeah, would this be just state elections or would it be local elections too?
I believe it'll be for every election going forward, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think worked in Quincy and what needed some improvement?
So I was really proud of the way that we handled the mail-in voting, and I can't thank the administration enough for them giving us, you know, everything that we needed to implement such a big task for the first time under such a small window of space to get everything done. And that was crucial in getting it done. But to be ahead of it, to get a plan in place, and we worked and got, we tweaked some things as we went from September to November. We have a list of things that worked and didn't work, and we're still, to this day, working on what we can do to improve it going forward. But 42% overall voted early, and it, I think that, you know, some people still believe in going to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, they're open and they're going to be there. But for the people that want to vote by mail, I think it's a great opportunity.
Okay. It seemed like one of the things that really worked best is the collaboration with the post office and really pulling those Quincy ballots before they had to go into Boston and then come back.
Right. Working with Councilor Harris and the post office, they did a tremendous job. We separated the ballots into zip codes so they didn't have to go into Boston for processing and got them right out in our own city. And so for that, there wasn't a 3-day lag. And I think that everybody was happy with the process and the portal. The portal that Secretary Galvin put together where you can see the date your ballot was mailed and you can track it essentially so until it gets back here and it's counted. So I think that it really shows the citizens of Quincy that we take elections very seriously and I'm very proud of the work that we do here to make sure that every ballot is counted and that every person that requests a ballot get it.
Yeah, that, I mean, it was some of the record highest turnouts ever. So obviously something worked. Anything else we should let folks know about today, Nikki?
I think that's about it. Like I said, please get your census form back as soon as you can. We're working on them now, and we appreciate you taking the time to review it, sign it, and send it back.
Okay, in the postage paid envelope, by the way.
It certainly is, as always.
All right. Thanks for your time, Nikki. We'll catch up again after the next meeting.
Okay, Joe. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.